KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at some high school baseball and softball from last night. First in baseball play last evening in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Red Oak over Shenandoah 2-1. Lewis Central beat Missouri Valley 11-1. From the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood over AHSTW 4-2. Trainer beating Logan Magnolia 10-0. In Rolling Valley conference action, it was Cam over Exira EHK 5-2 last night. Mitchell Williamson gets the complete game victory on the hill, giving up just one hit and striking out 7. Arweva beat Glenn Ralston 19-1. West Harrison over Woodbine 7-3. Coon Rapids Bayard a winner over Audubon 3-0. Also last night in boys baseball, Lennox over Essex South Page 17-2. Stanton beating Orient Maxburg 13-0. Earlham over Nottoway Valley 2-1. Martinsdale St. Mary's defeating Panorama 15-9. Boone shutting out Carroll 10-0. In girls softball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah defeated Red Oak by a final of 8-2. It was Sioux City East over Glenwood 9-7. Thomas Jefferson defeating St. Albert 13-3. Western Iowa Conference girls softball saw Trainer beat Underwood 5-0. Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 8-5. In Rolling Valley Conference softball play last night, Exira EHK defeating Cam by a final of 7-3. Glenn Ralston beat Arweva 7-4. West Harrison topping Woodbine 15-0. Also in non-conference action around the area last night, Stanton Essex beat Orient Maxburg in 8 innings 3-2. Earlham over Nottoway Valley 10-4, and it was Boone a 4-3 winner over Carroll in girls softball action. In Major League Baseball action last night, Philadelphia beat San Diego 7-5. In National League play, Arizona beat the L.A. Dodgers in 11 innings 3-2. Pittsburgh down the Atlanta Braves 7-4. The New York Mets over San Francisco 7-0. Miami beat Milwaukee 8-3. Cubs over Colorado 9-8. Cards and the Reds were scheduled last night, but it didn't happen. They were rained out in St. Louis. That game has been rescheduled for August 31st. That'll be part of a day-night doubleheader that day. We've got Cardinal baseball coming up for you today. Cards and the Reds will try again today to get one in. It's 11:20 this morning, the pregame start time. 12:15 first pitch. We're on the air at 11:20 with that pregame show here this evening. Also later tonight, high school softball here on the radio. Cam will face Grandview Christian. 5:30 is the start time on that. Chris Parks will have all that action from Anita. Back to baseball now. The American League action yesterday saw Chris Sale throw a three-hitter for his third career shutout as the Red Sox bashed the Royals 8-0. Sale struck out the side in the eighth on 9 pitches and finished with 12 Ks while improving to 2-7. Jackie Bradley Jr. and Rafael Devers drove in 3 runs apiece in Boston's 5th straight win at Kansas City. Also in the AL, Toronto beat the New York Yankees 11-7, Cleveland over Minnesota 9-7, Tampa Bay downing Detroit 4-0, Texas over Baltimore in 12 innings 2-1. The LA Angels beat Oakland 10-9, and Seattle over Houston 14-1. In interleague play, Washington a winner over the Chicago White Sox by a 6-4 final. In other baseball news, the Indians say starting pitcher Carlos Carrasco has been diagnosed with a blood condition after feeling lethargic for several weeks. The Indians placed him on the 10-day injured list so the right-hander can explore the optimal treatment and recovery options. The club said further details will be released as Carrasco and his family's discretion. The Mets have activated All-Star second baseman Robinson Cano from the injured list and put him in the lineup last night against the Giants. However, Cano had to leave the game after 4 innings with tightness in the left quadriceps that kept him sidelined since May 22nd. The Giants have placed All-Star catcher Buster Posey on the 10-day injured list with a right hamstring strain suffered while running out a grounder on Saturday. San Francisco already had called up catcher Aramis Garcia on Sunday to back up Stephen Vogt. Yankees reliever Dellin Betances faced hitters for the first time in almost 3 months, throwing 20 pitches to minor leaguers in a simulated game Wednesday. Betances has not pitched in a game since March 17th because of a right shoulder impingement. Well, the three-point line is moving back. In college basketball, the NCAA Playing Rules Oversight Panel announced Wednesday that the three-point arc will be moved to 22 feet, 1 3/4 inches for the upcoming season, matching the international distance. That change will not go into effect in Division II and Division III until the 2020-2021 season due to the potential financial impact on the schools. The three-point line was last moved in 2008-2009, extending a foot to 20 feet, 9 inches. games. The panel also approved resetting the shot clock to 20 seconds after an offensive rebound and gave coaches the ability to call live ball timeouts in the last 2 minutes of the second half and any overtime period. Players also will be assessed technical fouls for derogatory language about an opponent's race, religion, sexual orientation, or disability. Well, Stephen Curry set a career high for playoff points, but it didn't matter. The Toronto Raptors still managed to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, and Kyle Lowry combined for 71 points to trump Curry's 47 as the Raptors knocked off the two-time defending champions 123-109 in Oakland. Leonard scored 30 points for Toronto, which shot 52% and nailed 17 three-pointers. Lowry hit 5 trays while scoring 23 points, and Green scored all 18 of his points from beyond the arc. Pascal Siakam provided 14 of his 18 points while the Raptors were building a 60-52 halftime edge. Curry was 6 for 14 from three-point range and 13 of 14 from the line in breaking his previous playoff career high of 44 points set against San Antonio in the 2013 Western Conference semifinals. It was the 6th 40-point playoff game of his career, but he was just one of two Warriors with more than 11 points. Draymond Green had 17 for the Warriors. They'll host Game 4 coming up on Friday. Well, the Bruins could be without captain Zdeno Chara when they host the St. Louis Blues tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Chara didn't go to the arena yesterday, 36 hours after he took a puck to the jaw in Boston's Game 4 loss that tied that series at 2 games apiece. A steady rain washed out Wednesday's French Open schedule, forcing those matches to be played today. Defending champion Simona Halep of Romania was scheduled to face 17-year-old American Amanda Anisimova, and number 8 Ash Barty of Australia was supposed to meet number 14 Madison Keys. On the men's side, number 1 Novak Djokovic had his match with number 5 Alexander Zverev pushed back a day, as was another quarterfinal match between 4th-seeded Dominic Thiem and number 10 Karen Khachanov. Djokovic is seeking a 4th consecutive Grand Slam title. And the Atlantic City Council last night recognized the efforts of the Atlantic Boys golf team. Matt Gearhart, who graduated and is committed to playing for Grandview University, told the council it was a year of ups and downs for the team.
We went anywhere from 344 was our worst score as a team to 300 where we won conference. And winning conference 3 in a row, that was obviously the highlight. And then sadly, we didn't get the whole team back to state, but Kyle and I moved on as individuals, and I had a good round at state, shot 72 and placed 3rd, and then Kyle had a rough day. But then yesterday, we had a fun end to our season with co-ed, and Alyssa and I played together, and Bailey and Kyle played together, and so got all 4 of us up to Marshalltown yesterday, and we had fun, didn't shoot the best, but you know, it was a fun end to 3 of our high school careers, and Kyle gets to go on next year.
Coach Ed Denbesty acknowledged that the year was a challenge.
With the weather and things like that, that was probably our biggest issue this year is, you know, just battling the elements and courses and things like that. I think he said a couple highlights there. Definitely our 3rd conference title in a row. And, you know, that's a great credit to our guys and how much they put in because our conference is an excellent conference for golf. When we play conference teams and things like that, we don't have to go too far to play some really good talent. So we appreciate that. You know, we also won our tournament at home, and that was good, you know, and we will definitely miss Matt, you know, as he moves on. We congratulate him, but we'll definitely miss him. You know, 4 years of state tournaments for him, that's pretty impressive.
He said while Gearhart won't be back in the fall, Kyle Reno will be back, and they'll have him for the next 3 years. As for Gearhart, he'll major in business, finance, and management at Grandview. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.